SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, 4-H clubs are encouraged to supply food for schools. And in glimpses of Jamaica, we look at a popular homemade toy. The Jamaica 4-H Clubs is to supply some of the food needed for the government's school feeding program through the different agricultural pursuits. Minister of Education, Reverend Ronald Thwaite, says the 4-H movement can harness the agricultural skills of its members and become leaders in the school feeding program.
4-H clubs throughout the country should be growing as much of the food needed for school feeding as you can and getting paid for it. There is money in it. We cannot afford the foreign exchange to send out. One of you can earn something for yourselves for the schools, and we can improve the nutrition of our children, and we can strengthen the output of agriculture in this country if you follow the challenge and the advice.
Reverend Thwaites was addressing the recently held 4-H Club's annual Parish Achievement Day. Under Vision 2030, in 16 years, Jamaica will become much better at conserving energy in households and business places. Jamaica will have a modern and efficient energy sector that provides affordable and reliable energy supplies for citizens. Vision 2030 Jamaica, working to move Jamaica to developed country status by 2030.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Come out. Sometimes we live too bad with me one another. We don't care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
We're doing the one to another, the one down to you. Community, more love, less hate, stop retaliate. Let's try more life, no gun, no knife. Would have been less life, must noise.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
On the community notice board, the Trinity Moravians Women's Fellowship is soliciting your contribution for its annual fundraising takeaway meal on February 28 at the Trinity Moravian Church, 20 Montgomery Avenue, Kingston 10. Proceeds in aid of their outreach projects. For more information, call 442-4386. And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
I'm Corrine Watson, and I want to tell you about the gig. It is actually made from wood, and it has a triangular shape, but the triangular is round. It has a round triangular shape. We put a nail to the end of the triangle, to one end of the triangle. Then we get a piece of cord, and we wind it around the gig. The nail first, and then a portion of the gig, and then we would pin. We would let go of the gig, and then it would dance in a circular motion. That is one of my favorite glimpses of Jamaica.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-359024. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Thanks to Andre Palmer, my engineer. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, reminding you to join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.